It is obvious that Copper, this 5-year-old thoroughbred, is lame in the near fall. Watch the head going down when the sound leg hits the ground. When the lame leg touches down, the head goes up in order to transfer weight off the painful limb. The question is, where does it hurt? Well, as the patient cannot tell us himself, we will have to find out. A useful and fairly inexpensive method for pinpointing the site of lameness is the systematic application of local nerve blocks, also referred to as diagnostic nerve blocks. Any equine practitioner will tell you that 95% of forelimb lamenesses occur in the carpus or below. This implies that the anatomy of, and particularly the innervation of the manus, must be ready knowledge. Only 3 of the nerves arising from the brachial plexus innervate the manus. They are the median, ulnar, and the musculocutaneous nerves. Of these 3, the musculocutaneous nerve is only a factor as far as the fetlock region. The cutaneous branch of this nerve is known as the medial cutaneous antibrachial nerve. It is easily palpable on the lacertus fibrosus at the flexion aspect of the elbow joint, where it can be blocked. From here it ramifies to supply the skin over the dorsomedial antibrachium and as far down as the fetlock. This leaves us with the median and the ulnar nerves. In the proximal antibrachial region, they supply the motor innervation to the flexors of the carpus and digit. More distally, these nerves contain only sensory fibers. The ulnar nerve can be located in the ulnar groove, where it lies very superficially. It can be blocked here, a hand's width above the accessory carpal bone. A branch of the ulnar nerve, the ramus dorsalis, arises a few centimeters proximal to the carpus and runs over the lateral surface of the accessory carpal bone. It is easily palpated and can be blocked here. It sends several branches to the carpal joint capsule and continues distally along the dorsolateral surface of the metacarpus as far as the fetlock. We find the continuations of the median and ulnar nerves in the metacarpal region, where they are known as the medial and lateral palmar nerves. Directly distal to the carpus, the lateral palmar nerve gives off the ramus profundus. Let us follow its course. It dips in between the large metacarpal bone and the interosseous muscle. It supplies branches to the carpal joint, as well as proprioceptor fibers to the distal accessory or check ligament and to the fibrous interosseous muscle. It then bifurcates into a lateral and a medial palmar metacarpal nerve. These 2 nerves run distally in the grooves between the large and small metacarpal bones. Before reaching the level of the buttons of the splint bones, each palmar metacarpal nerve supplies a branch which innervates the palmar recess of the fetlock joint and the proximal sesamoid bones. On either side, the continuation of the palmar metacarpal nerve emerges at the button of the splint bone to continue dorsally and distally, supplying the skin over phalanx 1. The palmar nerves are lodged in the palpable depression between the interosseous and the flexor tendons. About halfway down the metacarpus, there is an oblique communication between them, sloping distally from medial to lateral. It lies directly beneath the skin and is palpable. The palmar nerves supply the skin over the flexor tendons and innervate the carpal and digital synovial sheaths. At the fetlock joint, each palmar nerve divides into a dorsal and a palmar digital nerve. The dorsal digital nerve usually receives 1 or more reinforcing branches from the palmar digital nerve. They are best regarded as part of the dorsal branch. This nerve runs dorsally and distally, supplying the dorsal recesses of the fetlock and pastern joints and the skin over phalanx 1 and 2. It reaches the coronary border of the hoof and supplies the dorsal part of it, and then continues in a palmar direction to supply the skin over the lateral cartilage and the laminar corium of the heels and the quarters. The palmar digital nerves represent the continuation of the palmar nerves and run distally on either side of the deep flexor tendon and axially to the lateral cartilage. They continue towards the navicular bursa area and terminate in the parietal grooves of the coffin bone. Because of their clinical importance, we will follow their route of innervation from the fetlock to the hoof step by step. It is possible to palpate the palmar digital nerves on the sesamoid bones at the fetlock, behind the artery. Below the proximal sesamoids, branches are supplied to the distal sesamoidian ligaments and to the fetlock joint. At the level of the pastern joint, the joint capsule is supplied palmarly, as well as the digital synovial sheath. Near the middle of phalanx 2, a branch is given off which supplies the coffin joint, and another branch to the digital pad and the frog. At the level of the distal sesamoid or navicular bone, the branches to all the other deep structures of the hoof arise. Now that we've completed the innervation of the manus, we are ready to perform diagnostic nerve blocks. The way to go about it is to start at the lowest site and then work systematically in a proximal direction. There are four recognized blocks. Firstly, a low palmar digital. Secondly, mid-pastern palmar digital. Thirdly, an abaxial sesamoid. And fourthly, a low palmar block.
For block number one, hold the foot firmly with one hand and palpate the lateral cartilages with the other. Insert the needle in a distal direction along the lateral border of the deep flexor tendon. Deposit the local anesthetic at a depth of 15 millimeters. Repeat it again on the contralateral side. This block will totally anesthetize the navicular bursa and the coffin bone.
After 15 minutes, allowing time for the anesthetic to take effect, Copper is trotted out. He's still lame. The cause of lameness must be higher up.
The palmar digital nerve is palpable along the borders of the flexor tendons, behind the artery. It is blocked here, midway between the fetlock and coronary band. To facilitate correct placement of the needle, the ligament of the ergot is tightened. Insert the needle in the palpable depression immediately dorsal to the ergot ligament, where it crosses the deep digital flexor. The tip of the needle must be at a deeper fascial plane than that of the ligament. Repeat again on the contralateral side. In addition to the navicular bursa and coffin bone, the coffin joint, and all the deep structures except parts of the laminar corium will be blocked.
After 15 minutes, Copper is trotted out. No improvement evident.
The palmar digital nerve is easily palpable as a 3 millimeter thick band that slips under the fingers over the abaxial surface of the sesamoid, immediately behind the palmar digital vein and artery. Very often the vessels are accidentally punctured. Always check and redirect the needle palmarly if necessary. Having inserted the needle through the skin, the local anesthetic is injected. The object of this block is to test for pain in the pastern joint or in the distal sesamoidian ligaments, apart from the areas already blocked more distally.
Copper is trotted again. Still no improvement.
The object of this block is to test for pain in the fetlock joint and sesamoids. We are aiming to block four nerves: the palmar nerves, which lie in the groove between the interosseous and the flexor tendons, and the palmar metacarpal nerves, which exit at the buttons of the splint bones, including their branches to the fetlock joint and sesamoids. The medial and lateral palmar nerves are blocked at the level of the buttons, and the metacarpal nerves directly below the buttons, with the needle directed axially between the interosseous and the canon.
After 15 minutes, Copper is trotted again, and he is sound. With the pain localized, a radiographic image is made of the fetlock region. It clearly shows a chip fracture of the proximal sesamoid. The search is over, and with the correct treatment, there's every chance that Copper will race again.